person. They got problems. I'm fine. I don't need any sermons. I don't need to make any decisions. I don't need to do anything. I'm fine. He that exalts himself will not find God's mercy. Who will find God's mercy? Jesus said, he that humbles himself. He that humbles himself. It says the publican. Now, of course, you know, a publican was considered a traitor because he collected taxes for the Roman government. And he collected them from Jews. And Jews didn't like paying taxes to the Romans. Because the Jews were the Jews and Romans were dogs. And to work for the dogs was considered the lowest of jobs. And the Pharisee said, I'm not like this publican. I don't need God's mercy. But the publican, was honest. He knew what he deserved. He wouldn't even look at God. He wouldn't even lift up his head. He was ashamed. He knew what he deserved. He was humble. There wasn't anything he brought. Wasn't like the Pharisee. He said, I do this, I do this, I do this. He didn't tell God anything like that. He only came and he said, you know what? I don't have anything to bring but my sin. He came humbly. He came with a great burden. It says he smote upon his breast. You know, I think he thought enough about his life. He thought enough about his sin. He thought about the consequences of sin. You know what the Bible says? And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. It means sin has lots of consequences. You know, young people, when you get off the track when you're young and you don't need mercy, you're going to be suffering consequences the rest of your life. Because sin has consequences. But God is merciful. God's merciful. Isn't that great? Aren't you glad God's a merciful God? Aren't you glad you can go to a merciful God? He's approachable. He's the one that designed the mercy seat. He's the one who said, here's the seat of mercy, come to it. Here's the one who says, come unto me, all ye weak and heavy laden. Aren't you glad that God doesn't want to destroy our life? Aren't you glad that he wants to be merciful to us? We have a merciful God. But who will find it? Who will experience his mercy? Those who will come to him. Now, if you're here today and you don't have any sin, don't bother. You don't need to come to God. You don't need his mercy. You actually came to the wrong place. Because this place is only for sinners. But if you're too good, you don't need God's mercy. Well, you can tune out. I'll let you turn your iPhone on and you can find something better. You know, it's interesting in the Bible that King Josiah, after the great apostasy of Judah, he's encouraging the people to turn back to God. He's encouraging them to let God do a great work in their country. And we know there was a revival that really came with Josiah. And we know the same thing was with Hezekiah. The people had apostatized and encouraged the people to turn back to God. And it's interesting what it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 30 and verse 9. It says, verse 8, it says, "Now be not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord, and enter into his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may be turned away from you. For if you turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that led them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful." We have the same message today. He says, don't be stiff-necked like your fathers. Don't be proud. Humble yourself. Turn to God. Seek his mercy. And you'll find it. Isn't that great? We have a merciful God. We can turn to that God of heaven who's not only holy, but he's also merciful. We can beat up on our chest like the publican did. And the text is that he was continually saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And guess what he found? God's mercy. You know, the picture is simple, is that everybody fits into this illustration. Everybody fits into this illustration. Either people genuinely see their need of mercy and cry out to God, or you're either of that number or you're of that number that says, "I'm fine, I don't need God, I don't need his mercy." The Lord is making it clear that's the only two kinds of people in life. The proud, who don't need God's mercy. Or the sinners, who need God's mercy. And who want God's mercy. You see, not all sinners really fit into the second category. I remember the story on Unshackled, which is a testimony of people who come to the Lord. There's a story of this drunk. You know, and he's drunk, and there's no place for him to go, and he goes in the alley, and he lays in his vomit all night. And wakes up in the morning, and a Christian comes across his path, and is and trying to talk to him about the Lord. And this is a true story. And he says, hey, I don't need this. That guy over there, I mean that guy, he is a real wino. He really needs, go talk to him. You see, not all sinners are real sinners. Because not all sinners see that they need God's mercy. But Jesus made it clear. Everybody in life fits into one of these two categories. There are people who see they need God's mercy and flee to Him. And there are people who are fine and they don't need God's mercy and they don't get it and they don't want it. You know, the fact is today, all of us here today fit into one of those two categories. Either we're here and we're fine, we don't need God, we don't need His help, we don't need His forgiveness. Or we're here and we say, you know, I'm a sinner. Lord, 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 be merciful to me. I know what I deserve. I know what I deserve. I know what sin is, and I know what I deserve. But Lord, please, be merciful to me. If you're lost today, you don't know Christ as your Savior, you can be encouraged. God made very clear thousands of years ago, there's a mercy seat. You can find mercy with God. He is an approachable God. We sing the song once in a while, just as I am without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am. You know what that song means? I'm coming just the way I am. I'm coming as a sinner. I'm not coming as some big proud person that is so good that all I need is God to help me a little bit. No, I'm coming just the way I am. I'm coming as a sinner. I'm coming as lost. I'm coming that I have willfully turned against God. I know I deserve His punishment. I know I'm already maybe facing the consequences of my sin. I'm coming just as I am because God is a merciful God. As Christians, we found His mercy. We can be encouraged today that God's still in the mercy business. Amen? Amen. God's still in the mercy business. You know, it is amazing how our heart can get so proud and misguided and so twisted that even as a Christian, we think, well, I'm fine. No. Even as a Christian, we need to say, God, I need your mercy. And we need to do something about it. And this great text is just a wonderful text of encouragement because this man, who was so undeserving of God's mercy, as he pleaded and he came as a sinner seeking God's mercy, he found it. Amen? He found it. Only the devil could make a person so foolish that they would think, I don't need God's mercy, I'm fine. Only a devil could could so twist a person's mind, a Christian's mind, the sinful nature. Oh, I'm fine. No. None of us are fine, are we? The Lord made it so simple. Made it all a matter of actually our heart. He that exalteth himself shall be abased. But he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. It really kind of puts everything in a spiritual perspective, doesn't it? It's all about our heart. It's all about honesty. It's all about telling the truth about ourselves. It's all about faith in a merciful God and fleeing to Him and finding His mercy. I wonder today, do you need to be encouraged to find God's mercy? He's there. Praise the Lord. You've seen your failures in life. You've seen your sin. Don't let it destroy your life. Flee to a merciful God. Flee to Him today. Turn to Him today. Let Him give you His forgiveness and mercy. If you're lost, oh, it's hard to humble yourself, admit the truth that you have willfully, knowingly sinned against God, and you didn't want God in your life, and you didn't want God's rule in your life. But you know, if you'll humble yourself, if you'll see your sin is wicked and that you really deserve the judgment of God, if you'll tell the truth about your sin and you'll humble yourself, you can come to the mercy seat, because God does not delight in your destruction. God delights in your deliverance. He delights in applying the blood of Jesus Christ to your life. Everybody here is either one that sees they need God's mercy, or we're here today and we're okay. We don't need God's mercy. If we really see that we need God's mercy, then we'll flee to Him. But if we're not yet convinced, we'll keep on going in our own way, won't we? Because we're still okay. You know, you don't have to be an adult to need God's mercy, do you? You can be a child. You can be a child. As a child, you need God's mercy just as much as us adults. But you need to flee to Him. Let's pray as we close. Lord, we thank You for Your mercy. Lord, we thank You that You're a merciful God. And we're thankful that we can experience that mercy. We know we don't deserve it in one bit. Not a bit. It's all of Your grace. And Lord, I pray for those who are here today paralyzed because of failure. I pray that, Lord, that you'll deliver them from that paralysis, and that even in that brokenness, they will, by faith, go to the Savior. And they'll go to the mercy seat of God. That You can, Lord, can deliver them. And that you can work anew and afresh and lift them up as objects and partakers of your mercy and grace. Lord, I pray today for lost ones, people who are lost, never been saved. Lord, they won't be able to bring any good works to you, God. Only sinners can come to you. Encourage them that you're a merciful God, that you'll come, that you'll receive all those who are honest and humble and will come to you for your mercy through the Lord Jesus Christ. Encourage them, Lord. Help not to be stiff-necked and hard-hearted and proud like the world who will not come to God, who will not admit their need. Lord, might you encourage the people of God today to rise up, to come to you and find your mercy. The forgiveness that's only in Jesus Christ. And go on serving you. With heads bowed and eyes closed, the Lord is